Greetings, friends. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. To understand the sequence of events that occurred during the last week of Jesus' life, we absolutely must recognize that by Jesus' time, the Israelites were accustomed to calling Passover the days of unleavened bread and to calling the days of unleavened bread Passover. In other words, because there's no break in days between Passover and unleavened bread, and also because unleavened bread was eaten during the Passover meal, the names of the two separate feasts had become interchangeable. We see that in Luke chapter 22, verse 1. This is Luke chapter 22, verse 1, where it reads, "Now the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called the Passover." But make no mistake, God makes it abundantly clear that the two separate feasts are two separate feasts. Let's read that in Leviticus chapter 23, verses 5 through 6. "In the 14th day of the first month at evening time is the Lord's Passover." So that would be at the beginning of the 14th, at the end of the 13th, the beginning of the 14th, when the sun sets, that's the beginning of the Passover. It lasts until the next sunset. "And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread to the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread." So the 15th day of the month begins at the end of the 14th at sunset, and that's the beginning of the 15th. So they are two distinct and separate feasts. The Passover, which is on the 14th, and the days of unleavened bread, which starts on the 15th. Now that we have this in mind, let's follow the timeline surrounding Jesus' last Passover all the way until the birth of the church on Pentecost. Our starting point is in the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 1. This is John, chapter 12, verse 1. Here it says, "Jesus came to Bethany 6 days before the Passover." Now this term, 6 days before the Passover, would better be translated 6 days before the first day of unleavened bread, keeping in mind that the Passover and unleavened bread was used interchangeably. But here, and we can prove this through the scriptures, this is not my own words, this is not twisting the scriptures, when we put all of the scriptures together, we can prove that this should better be translated: Jesus came to Bethany 6 days before the first day of unleavened bread. Now, if the first day of unleavened bread is on the 15th day of the month, as we saw in Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, then 6 days before the 15th would be on the 9th. And this is according to God's calendar. And the 9th would be the 9th of Abib, Abib being the first month of the year in God's calendar. So now let's see how this crucifixion week unfolds. And I'm looking at a chart here, which of course you can't see, so it's going to be hard for you to follow this, but I hope you will log on to the website and get this chart. It's in the article entitled, "You Have an Appointment with God." So I hope you'll log on and get this. So to start out, we have to go to Abib the 9th. And Abib the 9th is actually on Friday. Again, our reference was John chapter 12 and verse 1. And we'll see that this is also true, that this was a Friday. And this was 6 days before the first day of unleavened bread, and obviously 5 days before Passover. That's when Jesus came into Bethany. Now on Abib the 10th, which would be 5 days before the first day of unleavened bread, and 4 days before Passover, we find something that occurs in John chapter 12, verses 12 through 15. This is John chapter 12, verses 12 through 15. And it says here that Jesus, the Lamb of God, triumphantly entered Jerusalem at this time. So this is not a Palm Sunday. This would be a Palm Saturday, because this happened on the daylight portion of Saturday. This is also, if you remember in Exodus chapter 12, this is also the time when the lamb, the unblemished lamb that was without spot, was taken and set aside by the ancient Israelites. This was at the first Passover. God told them to set aside a lamb that was 1 year old and that had no spot and no blemish. Well, of course, Jesus Christ is the unblemished, spotless, sinless Lamb of God. And isn't it interesting that on the 10th day of the month, he was set aside and welcomed as he triumphantly entered Jerusalem? Then we go to Abib the 11th, and this, of course, would be a Sunday. This would be 4 days before the first day of unleavened bread and 3 days before Passover. So this would be on Abib the 11th. We don't have any scriptures that I'm aware of that tells us of anything going on that particular day. But then we come to Abib the 12th. And this would obviously be 3 days before the first day of unleavened bread and 2 days before Passover. We can find an event listed in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 2. This is Matthew chapter 26 and verse 2. And again, this would be a Monday. You know that after 2 days is the Passover, and the Son of Man will be crucified. That was Jesus speaking. Then we come to Abib the 13th. This would be, the first part of it would be, of course, a Monday night, since God starts his days in the evening. But then it would roll over until Tuesday in the morning, according to man's calendar, because again, God starts a day at sunset. So on Abib the 13th, at night, which would have been a Monday night, is followed by Abib, still the 13th, but on a Tuesday during the daylight portion. And this would be 2 days then before the first day of unleavened bread and 1 day before Passover. So this event is chronicled in Matthew chapter 26, and we'll read verses 17 through 19. This would be Matthew 26, verses 17 through 19. And this is again during the daylight portion of the day preceding the Passover, which was going to follow it when sunset came. So this is during the daylight portion of the day preceding the Passover. This is when the disciples came to Jesus, saying to him, "Where do you want for us to prepare to eat the Passover?" And Jesus said, "Go into the city to such a man and say to him, 'The master says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" And notice that they were keeping the Passover in people's homes, just like they did in ancient times. Somewhere along the line, the Israelites began to keep the Passover at the temple. But it is totally proper to keep the Passover at a person's home. You do not have to go to a church building. People don't have to go to a synagogue. You can keep the feast of Passover at your home. That's what Jesus did during his last Passover, along with the disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. So this would have been sometime before sunset on Abib the 13th, which would have been a Tuesday during the daylight portion. Then we come to Abib the 14th. And Abib the 14th, of course, starts at sunset. And this is when Passover begins. So this would be the actual day of Passover, 1 day before the first day of unleavened bread, but the actual Passover day. And we can find many, many events here, and we're just going to read from a few of them. The first one we want to turn to is Luke chapter 22, and we'll read verses 14 through 20. This is Luke chapter 22, and we'll read verses 14 through 20. "And when the hour was come," now this hour, when this hour was come, is further explained in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 20. Matthew 26 verse 20 says, "Now when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12. So where it says in Luke chapter 22, verses 14 through 20, "And when the hour was come," this hour was during the evening, when the evening was come, or at sunset, at the arrival of the 14th. So, I'll read this again. "And when the hour," which was the evening or sunset hour, "was come, he sat down with the 12. Jesus sat down with the 12 apostles. "And he said to them, 'With desire, I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God.' And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, 'Take, divide this among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took the bread, and gave thanks, and broke it, and gave to them, saying, This is my body that is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper he took, saying, This cup is the New Testament, or New Covenant, in my blood, which is shed for you. Also, let's read in Matthew chapter 26, verse 30. This is Matthew chapter 26, verse 30. After they had their dinner, their supper, and after he gave them the new Passover symbols of the bread and the wine, and also something that I didn't read, but this is found in the book of John, I believe it's in chapter 11 or 12 or 13, Jesus also washed the disciples' feet. So after they had the meal and they had the Passover symbols, then he washed their feet. After all of that, they left and went out into the Mount of Olives. So this is what's recorded in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 30. It says, And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. And following on with that, in Matthew chapter 26, verses 45 through 50, it says that Jesus left the disciples, and he went to pray, and he came a couple of times to the disciples, and they were sleeping. And then finally, this third time, he comes to the disciples, and he says to them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. And then he motions to them, and probably shook them, and said, Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that does betray me. And this probably happened around midnight, the same time that the death angel passed over the Israelites in ancient times. This is when Jesus was symbolically slain. This is when he was taken. And while he spoke, Judas Iscariot came with a great multitude having swords and sticks. And these were from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whoever I shall kiss, that's the one you need to take hold of. And so Judas approached Jesus, and he said, Hail, Master! And he kissed him, as though he was a friend, and yet he was a betrayer. And Jesus said to him, Friend, why have you come? And then they came, and they laid hands on Jesus, and took him. So this occurred on the night portion of the 14th, the beginning of the 14th, all the way up until midnight. And then, of course, we know the horrible things that happened to Jesus. I don't know if you've seen The Passion of the Christ yet. I have not, but from what most people have said, it is really a life-changing event almost to see this depicted, the horrible things that happened to our Messiah. And I'll talk more about that in our next program. I don't have time in this program, but I hope you can see that from John in chapter 12, verse 1, that 6 days before the first day of unleavened bread and 5 days before the Passover is when we have our countdown leading to the actual Passover.